Exclusive, Senator Ron Johnson, Democrats Destroy Great Cities Like Chicago. By Bradley J. on August 19, 2024. Democrat presidential nominee Vice President Kamala Harris's far-left policies have destroyed great American cities like Chicago. Yet she is barreling forward to implement those radical policies nationwide. Senator Ron Johnson, RY, told Breitbart News's Nick Gilbertson outside the Democratic National Convention, DNC, in Chicago, Illinois, on Monday. Johnson hammered Harris for rushing even further to the extreme left of the Democrat Party than President Joe Biden, particularly with her Soviet-style centrally administered price controls on food and grocery prices, a scheme so unworkable and counterproductive that even CNN and The Washington Post have panned it. It's literally jaw-dropping that she would take the radical left ideology and policies of the Biden administration and move more to the left, more radically left, Johnson told Breitbart News. Price controls have never worked. They've destroyed economies. They create supply shortages. In the end, even higher prices, Johnson said. Yet, that's what she's proposing. That policy will further escalate the inflationary crisis that began with the Biden-Harris administration. It's their massive deficit spending that sparked 40-year high inflation, which is why $1 you held at the start of the Biden administration is only worth 83 cents, which is why even she admits the prices are too high, Johnson said. A loaf of bread is up 50%? Well, she caused that. That's her policies, and she's going to double down on those things, even proposing more massive deficit spending. Harris has gone to incredible lengths to avoid media and unscripted substantive policy discussions. Regardless, television networks have provided Harris with 84% positive coverage since she joined the presidential race, a Media Research Center study found Monday, while they produced 89% negative coverage of former President Donald Trump. Establishment media complicity concerns Johnson. "I hope Americans are paying attention," he told Breitbart News. Unfortunately, most in the corporate and legacy media, a bunch of radical leftists themselves, they're not holding her accountable. They're not giving her policies screening. They're not educating the American public in terms of how destructive what she's proposing will be. Johnson lamented Harris's liberal policies for their tried-and-true track record of destroying American cities but believes the American system of government provides remedies. "One thing nice about America is, a republic of federated states, of sovereign states, is people can move," he said. "If you're being governed in a way that is utterly destructive, as is so often the case here in these particularly large Democrat-controlled cities, where crime is rampant, where education is utterly failing, you can move. Unfortunately, what happens to some great cities, Chicago's a great city or it once was a great city, it could be a great city again with proper governance, people have no alternative." He continued, "It's very sad to see what happens when Democrats are in control for decades. They literally destroy things. They destroy cities, great cities like Chicago." Johnson warned of the consequences of Harris's policies being implemented in Washington, D.C. "That's what's going to happen to America," he said. "We've already been put on that path to destruction. The war on fossil fuels, the open borders. We're going to be feeling the negative consequences of their open border policy for years, if not decades, to come. We're really seeing the tip of the iceberg in terms of migrant crime and the destitution and the human depredation, the human sex and drug trafficking. The results of liberal policies are clear, but Americans must pay attention and screen out the propaganda from Democrats' media allies. People have to believe their own eyes," Johnson advised. "Stop listening to corporate legacy media because, again, they're a bunch of radical leftists. This is the kind of policies they want to pursue. Which is why they're going to do everything they can to allow Kamala Harris to run for the presidency without having to answer any questions or, quite honestly, even get a vote until Election Day." Bradley J. is a Capitol Hill correspondent for Breitbart News. Follow him on X/Twitter @BradleyJ.